Now we must begin Perek Yud Gimel with the description, not simply of the procedure, but getting it all together. What are the halachas of a bayit across the stage of all of its possible courses of disease, right? So we've got 10 possible outcomes of that original kanega nira liba bayit. And what are the 10 possible outcomes? Okay, the first outcome is hika berishon. You come at the end of that first 7 days, and you find that it's no longer a proper color of yirak rak or adam dam. It's now light green or light red. That is case number one. Case number two is that at the end of the first week, it totally disappeared, which doesn't mean literally disappeared, but it means it disappeared from the shiur. Doesn't have, it could be, you know, less than shnei grisim. In which case, for all intents and purposes, it was halachlo. There's no nega. What's the din there? So then the halacha is, all you need to do is be kolfo. You scrape off the nega, and then that would be enough to be metayer the bias, and you do not actually have to do any of the things that we said you need to do in the case of pisyon. So we have kolfo. Kolfo leaves the house being tohar without a nega. Okay, so that's cases one and two. The next case, here the Kohen has come back, finds that there was nothing, that it wasn't lighter, but it hadn't spread either. So now the Kohen puts it into Hezker for week two. So this is similar to what we would do also for Nigeor. Comes back at the end of the second week. Now, this is outcome number three. So outcome number three is that at the end of the second week, it became lighter than the correct shear of Yerak Rakan Adandam. Or outcome number four, it disappeared, meaning it's now less than the shear. In this case, kolfo, it's the same thing. You don't need to rip out the house. You just need to scrape off the place where the nega was. But the halacha at this point is that once a house is in Hezger for week two, it's tummy. And once it's tummy, it requires the tziporim in order to be metaheret. So that's the whole, you know, the whole story with the tziporim. You shecht one of the tziporim, you have the eitz eres, the ezov, and the shnitolat, and you take the tzipor achai, and you dip it into the dam mixed with the mayim chayim. We'll talk about all of this in the perek of the tahiras of mitzera, but it requires the full gamut of the tahira, because it's already been mekabel tumas batim that are mitzoraim. And that is because it's been Hezger for a second week. So, okay. Now, we move on to cases where actually there was pisyon, which we haven't discussed yet. So now let's go back to the end of the first week. Hapisyon berishon, outcome number five. So he came in and there was a pisyon. So there we learned you have to actually do a lot more than koleith. You have to be choleitz, kotze. So you have to take out the old stones. You have to take off all of the mortar around the area. And then you have to replaster the whole house. So you have to be tach. And then you have to put it back into Hezker for another week. Minoten lo shavua. Okay. What happens if it comes back at the second week? That's the end of the house. Okay. So then Yina Tates. Now that's outcome number five. We view that all as one possible outcome. After Pisyon and Kitza Veticha, you then have a Chozer. The din is Netitza. Outcome number six is that you did what you needed to do with the Chalitza and the Kitze, and the Nega didn't come back. Okay, but it's been in Hezger for a second week, and because it's been in Hezger a second week, it still is going to be Tohen Tziporim. and you are going to have to go, and the whole thing with the Tzipor HaChayim, you send it out, and so on. So then you can make your house tahor again. Okay, so 5 and 6, we're talking about a pisyon at the end of Shavua Rishon of Hezger. Now, what happens if there was no pisyon at the end of Shavua Rishon? Everything stayed the same. The Kohen put it into Hezker for the second week. What happens if there is pisyon at the end of the second week? So we haven't discussed that. So suppose outcome number 7, it was Amad Berishon. There was no change at the end of week 1. And then after the second Hezker, it's the end of week 2, it was now Posa B'Sheni, you do not do netitza, because as we learned in many places, ein netitza ela achar chalitza v'kitza v'ticha. So there's no straight out destroying a house. All you need to do over here is the same thing you would have done at the end of week 1. And therefore here at the end of week 2, you take out all of the stones, you take out the plaster that's around it, clay that's around it, and then, this is all part of the outcome, and then, just as we said at the end of week 1, if it was Choser during the next week, over here it would be the third week, in the previous case it was talking about during the second week, but over here, if the Nega is Choser during week 3, well, we're up to Yinatetz, forget about the house, you've got to completely destroy the house. How about possible outcome number 8? Lo chazar, then it's also the same halacha. So whether the nega was posa in the Shavua Rishon or the nega is posa in Shavua Sheni, the halacha is that a chozer in the following week, which is either the Sheni or the Shlishi, is netitza. And without a chozer, and it's now we don't see any signs of the nega, so now the house is tohar, but only after Tziporim. Toun Tziporim. Now, we haven't talked about a case where it was omed both b'shavua rishon and b'shavua sheni. We talked about where it was pasa at the end of shavua rishon, or it was pasa at the end of shavua sheni. What about if there was no change whatsoever in the status of the nega, both at the end of hezger rishon and at the end of hezger sheni? So now we're up to outcome number 9. Omad bezeh ubezeh. So suppose the nega was the same, no change. So then at the end of the second week, you would still do chalitza kitza v'ticha. You now go and give it a shavua. So in other words, we need chalitza v'kitza even if it was omed at the end of shavua sheni. And we would have to do chalitza v'kitza, do a whole new plaster, and then we put it into Hezger for a third week. So in other words, even if it was not pesa at the end of Shavua Sheni, if it didn't go away or shrink b'litishir or b'keha, then we treat it as if it had already been pasa. And because of that, if it was chozer during the third Hezger, so then yinatetz, because that is chozer achar, the chalitza v'kitza. If at the end of the third week it did not show up again, and now we have a house that has been rebuilt without a nega, and it's lo chazar, so then after doing the taharas tziporim, the house is now tahor. And then it would be ta'un tziporim. Now, the question is, in all of these cases of chozer, and by the way, this was true, Lagabe, all of the cases, both Lagabe, Begodim and Or and so on, we always talked about the case where, and if the nega shows up again, then pow, right? But what does that mean, if the nega shows up again, then pow? How long later does it show up again? A year later? 10 years later? A day later? I mean, so at what point is it considered to be a continuation of the original problem? And this is the first time that the Mishnah has made it absolutely clear. What defines the pow is whether you had gone through the Tahira or not. So therefore, imachaloti arobatzi porim nirabo anegel. So you didn't get around to doing the tire. You have to do the tire on the same day. Now it's a year later. And you did not bring the tziporim yet. Then whenever the nega comes again, it's not a new nega. It's a choser. And areza yinatech. You're going to have to immediately destroy the house. Because this is a choser la'achar the chilutz and the ritach. Im mishati arobet tziporim nirobo anega. But if you got around to being mitayer the house, and you already did the whole procedure with the tzipori, yira ebatchila, it is a brand new nega, it's like a brand new house that never had a nega, and it has all of the original 10 possible outcomes. Okay, so now we've got ourselves a concentrated description of the complex dinim of the bias, once it's put into this very, very concise format, and you understand the main ideas about requiring tziporim only after a hezger sheni, no matter what the outcome, requiring the titza only after chalitza and kitza. And then things become pretty clear in terms of the three separate hezgerim.